Okay, three topics. Parshas Emor, Agudah and Pesach Sheni, and Erev Lag BaOmer. Let's try to connect all three. Our learning should be in Tzchus. For all the refuahs and all the Yeshuas, Bez Hashem, for Klai Yisrael and the entire world. The Parsha will be able to starts off talking about Tumas Kohanim, the Isser for a Kohen to come into any proximity of Tamei Meis. Omer Hashem, Moshe, Emor HaKohanim, B'nei Aharon, Amar, Delem, Nevesh, Lo Yitamah, Ba'omav. Rashi picks up on his, why does it say, Emor V'amata, Lahazir Gedolim Alekitanim, for the Gedolim Kohanim to be able to make sure that the younger Kohanim never come to Tumas Meis. The story brought down by Rabbi Yisrael Besser and his great sefer by Rav Lezer Geldzahler. The story goes that they were once going up north. Rav Lezer was taking his yeshiva up north to Tzvara, to Merona, to one of the Kivrei Tzadikim. He saw there was a Kohen there who was very dejected, that he wasn't able to go out and be able to daven by the holy Kivrei Tzadikim. All the Bachar were running off, and Rav Lezer stood and stayed on the bus. And Rav Lezer said to this Bachar, he said, you know, right now we're running in and we're going to daven by all the Kivrei Tzadikim, but there's going to come a time soon. There's going to come a time soon where you, the Kohanim, are going to be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you're going to be able to go into the Kodesh, into the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to have to stay outside. The ability to have the positive perspective. Reb Lezer Geldzahler was someone who always saw the positivity, who always yearned for more, who always searched for and seeked to be able to find, to be able to say a chizik word for every single person. Pesach Sheni is the same lesson. Every one of those Jews, they were putter, ados achmanu patre, says the Chiddush Harim. But what happened? They had a shtoikikus. They had a desire for more. They had a positive perspective. They searched and they davened to the Rabbonus and they talked to Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to bring the carbon. We want to bring the carbon Pesach. And says the Chiddush Harim, because they had the shtoikikus, because they had this yearning, this yearning desire, positivity of keeping up and going forward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a new mitzvah, something called Pesach Sheni. That's where Rav Lezer Geldzahler was telling that student on the bus. He said, at the end of the day, I know it's hard, and I get it. All the Bachim, all your friends, and all the Rabbanim are running off to Davin by Rabbi Meir Balanes, maybe, whose yard site is also tonight, or by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or by in Tzfas, by the Basayin, Rav Yosef Cairo, or the Baal HaDoidi, Rav Yosef Alchemist. At the end of the day, positive perspective. We're going to go, right now we're going in, but you're going to come a time soon when you're going to go in. We're going to stay outside. We're going to stay outside. And that's what the Chiddush Shurim says, Pesach Sheni. The Yishtoykiyot, the Kaddish Baruch Hu saw that true desire, new mitzvah Pesach Sheni. And that's exactly what the Chiddush says by Rabbi Sachs. Rabbi Sachs quotes in his sefer called Yimei HaSvira. And Rabbi Yonas at Sachs' sefer on Svira, he quotes from the Chiddush. The Chiddush says, that why is Lag BaOmer such a simcha tikka day? Obviously because of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site. But because also, it's the day Rabbi Kiva started learning Torah again. Says the Chiddush, Kasev Amaris Ayin Tov Tzadi Gimel, Shabiyom ze hischil Rabbi Akiva lilmo Torah im Rabbeinu Shabedarum. Says the Chiddush, Rabbi Akiva started to learn with those five new Talmidim again. Rabbi Akiva started to learn with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. There are those who say also Rabbi Nechemi was also there. He started learning Torah again. After 24,000, he could have thrown in the towel. Says Rav Shor and all the other Svarim, he could have thrown in the towel. But he started fresh again, even with those five. And with those five, says Rabbi Sachs, we know the Iker of Talmud Torah comes out. Rabbi Sachs quotes the Minchas Asher, quotes of Asher Weiss. And he says, Kama neflam advarim, hala rov Torah shebal peh, toirazan shal tamid Rabbi Kiva achronimi. How much of Torah shebal that we have are those from those tamidim achronim? Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Pei Vav, Stam masnisim Rabbi Meir, Stam mishnah Rabbi Meir, and Stam safra Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have an opinion for a Mishnah to be mayor, and we don't have a staff for a certain to be Huda. It's Tam Sifri Rabbi Shimon, Tam Toseftus Rabbi Nechemia, the Kulu Alibet Rabbi Kiva. Each one of them represent the Torah continuing on. It's only because Rabbi Kiva decided to start again. He had every right to have a negative perspective. He had every right to look to say what he doesn't have and how he was stuck in his sadness and depression and yeish. But he Rabbi Kiva teaches us to go forward, to have the shtoikikus, to have the desire, to yearn and to seek and to never be happy. And I think that's really the connection. Maybe we could say one of the connections of Emor Pesach Sheni and for Lag BaOmer. To always realize that we have what to grow, we have what to say to other people, to be able to make sure we always be able to give that positive word, the positive word like Reb Lezer gave to that Kohen. Or like the Chiddush Harim says, to have the shtoikus to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want more, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with more bracha. Or that like the Chiddush said, like the Chiddush explained, that Rabbi Kiva started learning Torah again with those five Talmidim, and Davka I was on Lag BaOmer. And Rav Asher Weiss says it was only just those five Tamidim. The Rov Torah Shabbat Peh we have comes from those five Tamidim. And Mirtz Hashem should be zochah to take this positive perspective on life, especially with everything going on in the entire world, where there could be so much choshech, and there is so much choshech. We daven to Hashem that the aura of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and the aura of Pesach Sheni, and the aura of Shabbos Emor, the lahazir gedolim, the lashon of lahazir, the Svarim say lahazir is a lashon of zayhar. The light of Shabbos, the light of Pesach Sheni, the light of Lag BaOmer, the bonfires, the light of our neshamas should wipe away all the choshech of the entire world. And Rav Mitzvah Hashem should continue on with this positive perspective of the Ayin Tov, of always looking for the good. And the Mirtz Hashem, the more we look for the good in our own lives, we look for the good in others. Like Rabbi Nachman says, to always make sure to find the good in others. Then we can find the good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can find the good in ourselves. And the Mirtz Hashem, we work on that positive perspective. We should zocha Mirtz Hashem, like Rabbi Blazer said to that Kohen, that we won't be going in and the Kohen will be standing outside, but the Kohen will be going in, the Kohen will be going in, and we'll be standing outside. We should be zocha Mirtz Hashem, Mirtz Hashem, to see it soon in our lives. Wishing everyone a good and Pesach Sheni, good Yontif, and a good Erev Shabbos, good Shabbos, and a good Erev Lag BaOmer Shkoyach.